9 is here. This is Sports Noise Podcast with Braylon. So episode 9 today. We have some very interesting stuff to talk about, including the MLB. I'll get to that later. But I mean, this is some crazy stuff in the NBA lately. Just playoff basketball is different. I mean, we've seen this. Playoff basketball is insane, and I might be going too fast on the intro. So it is May 13th. It is Monday, May 13th, and it's episode 9. And episode 9 already does not feel... It feels like I started like a couple days ago, but episode 9 already. Pretty crazy. But yeah, we have two games on today, and there were some games yesterday, so, we're gonna start off with the Knicks-Pacers game. The Pacers came off with a win last night, 121-89, and this series has really, I think, shifted to Tyrese Halliburton. He's had a great game, he had a great game last night, so Knicks got... It was really impressive. The first basket for the Pacers. So game starts. You got Knicks to go out for a dunk. Boom, right away a statement. And then you see Tyrese Halliburton. You see Achiuwa miss two free throws, and then you see Halliburton pulling up from deep, a D3, and just swishes it. To have the confidence to do that, as soon as they got the ball, Knicks got the ball, and they slammed it, and then just to have the confidence to really, do that, just pull up from three, it's just incredible confidence, and I think Tyrese Halliburton is going to be one of the best players, in the NBA soon, and he already is, one of the greatest, or one of the great players in the NBA right now. So this series just goes back and forth. So the Knicks won the first two in New York, and then the Pacers won the second, or they won the third and the fourth game in Indiana. So now we'll go to New York. We'll have Knicks, Pacers in New York for game five. And then it'll be Indiana for game six, and then game seven, in New York. This is a tough series, or a tough prediction, but I do see the Knicks coming away with a win. I think they're a more built team. They're built more for success. They do get Julius Randle back soon, but, they lost OG Anunoby, and he could be back this series, but even with the OG being out, I think this Knicks team can win against the Pacers. The Pacers have won the last two, so I think it can go either way. I just see the Knicks going farther and having a better core around Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, and Jalen Brunson. And I saw this one guy. He was saying, guys who have been stepped up in the playoffs. Alexander Walker on the Minnesota Timberwolves has been playing great defense. He locked up Devin Booker, locked up Bradley Beal. And then this series, locking up Jamal Murray has been huge for Minnesota. Minnesota has lost the last two. That series is tied 2-2. I'll get into that, but pause on that. He also said Dante DiVincenzo. And yeah, he's right. Dante DiVincenzo has been terrific. And, there's three guys on the Knicks that are, they're brothers. They love each other. This Knicks team is going to be a fun team to watch for, I think, a long time. And the three guys I'm talking about, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo, they love each other. So, I mean, and Josh Hart, you put Josh Hart on the floor, you know you're getting 100% effort. Every time you're getting 100% effort from Josh Hart, he never stops giving effort, and he will play his hardest. Yeah, I see Knicks winning this one. I think the Pacers can win. I just see the Knicks, like I said, having a better core, having a better group of guys to go and beat the Pacers. So now we'll go on to the Nuggets-Minnesota series. Nuggets won last night, 115-107. So that series is tied 2-2. Anthony Edwards, like I said in a previous episode, he might be Michael Jordan's son. But it definitely does hurt to win the first two in Denver, going to home court for the next two, and then losing. So that series is tied. No team in that series has won at home. The first two in Denver, Minnesota won. And then the next two in Minnesota, Denver won. And I think the Timberwolves are going to give the Nuggets fits. I mean, like I said, Alexander Walker is locking up Jamal Murray. And he can get a shot off. I mean, he can shoot a little bit. Good at driving. Of course, I mean, you still got Jaden McDaniels. You got Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards. Also, Naz Reid. I want to talk about the Sixth Man of the Year award. So it was between Malik Monk and Naz Reid, and Naz Reid has had, I would say, probably the best season of his career. And Malik Monk, I mean, he's always just going to be a good man off the bench. He's going to give you minutes. He's going to give you points. I mean, he's okay defensively, but I mean, his strength comes offensively. I mean, he can shoot three. He can get his own shot. And for somebody to come off the bench and just be able to get their own shot, and he could drop 30, 40 any night. Of course, he is a little bit older, but I mean, he can still put up good, great numbers. So I think that's really big. But Naz Reid, this is the best season. I mean, he's been lighting it up from three. Been a good player, and they're. The Wolves' defense is absolutely insane. I mean, you got Rudy Gobert. He's Defensive Player of the Year. He has been the Defensive Player of the Year. Cat can play okay defense. Like I said, Alexander Walker, Naz Reid, Kyle Anderson. This team is a defensive, masterpiece. And I think the Nuggets, they're a great offensive team. Jamal Murray, Jokic, MPJ, Aaron Gordon. It's a great team. It's just two great teams going up against each other. So tough. I predicted the Nuggets to go far, but I forgot about Mike Conley as well. Mike Conley, he's going to get you insane numbers too. I see the Wolves winning. I mean, I want to stick to my prediction, but I don't know. But the Nuggets are going back to Denver, and I just don't want to be that boring guy who picks the two best teams all the time to go to the finals, because that's not fun. You don't want a guy who says the best team, they go. I mean, it's boring. You want some upsets. And I think we've seen upsets. We've seen some upsets with. I predicted the Magic to beat the Cavs, and it wasn't really an upset. I mean, I think more people predicted the Cavs to win. I like Paolo Banchero, and like I said in previous episodes, I think that Magic team is going to be a scary team in the future. I mean, maybe next year. Next year. I think in about two years, they get maybe one more star to play with Paolo. But then I think that Magic team is a scary team. Moving on to the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Boston Celtics are up 2-1 in that series. And they play today at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. So, one last game, 106-93. And so I was listening to a post-game interview with Jason Tatum, and he was saying that he's been in the league long enough to where he can, just some nights it's just not a shooting night. And what I will say, Tatum, I think Tatum is very overrated. He's overrated. People say he's a top five player. I don't think he's a top five player. I think you got Jokic, Luka, Embiid. It's tough because I don't want to miss anybody. Steph, maybe. Yeah, I think Steph. LeBron. No, not LeBron. I think Giannis beats LeBron out. And then right now, it's tough, but I think Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, I think he beats out Steph. Just right now, all time, there's no way Shai can come in and beat Steph Curry. But anyways, Jason Tatum saying that he wishes he would he would shoot the ball better in these playoffs. And I will say, Tatum is not been his greatest in the playoffs so far. I feel like we haven't seen full good Jason Tatum because, all 100% Jason Tatum is a scary nightmare. I think he's overrated. But I do like Jaylen Brown and the Tatum mix. I was going over with some people. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they're both great number I think they're both great number twos. I don't think Tatum can be the number one guy on a championship team. We've seen him not really carry, but we've seen him make it to the finals, and then they got beat by a Warriors team that was better than them. So I don't think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are great number two guys on a championship team. Great. But two great number two players on the same team. Can two number two players get a championship? Maybe. It's just a tough call. I've been impressed by Donovan Mitchell in this series too. He carried the Cavaliers to that win in game two, and his team is just, it's not as good as the Celtics, and Donovan Mitchell, the way he's been playing is insane. If they weren't playing the Celtics right now, Donovan Mitchell, I think the Cavs can beat any team in the NBA when Donovan Mitchell is playing great, and the rest of his team is playing good, because, Jared Allen, they don't have Jared Allen, so that definitely hurts. But I think Celtics win this series. Also, I wanted to do something. I want to start doing a series, or not like a series, but NBA players going head-to-head. So, today I'll be talking about, or today is Shai versus Jaw. Leave in the comments who you think who's better, Shai or Jaw. I think this one was very interesting because, you got Shai, who was second in MVP voting. Honestly, I think Luka should have won MVP. I think everybody thought Luka should have won MVP, especially not third. The NBA is terrible on MVP voting. But, Jokic, it's Nikola Jokic. So, three MVPs in the last 4 years for Jokic, and that's historic stuff. That's only the greats have done that. But anyways, Jaw versus Shai, we've seen Jaw take over a game. We've seen Jaw, it's close, and then Jaw just takes over a game. And we haven't really seen a full season of John in like 2 years. I mean, he needs to get his stuff together, especially with the scandal he was accused of, and then him getting injured this year. But I don't feel like I've seen Shy really take over a game like John can. And I mean, Shy is a great player. Like I said, number two in MVP voting. But this one was just, I mean, it was really interesting to me. Both great point guards. So leave in the comments what you think below. And I'll probably reply to some of them. But then we have Thunder Mavericks, the Thunder Mavericks series, which, as a Mavs fan myself, I'm very excited. So Thunder won the first game, which was a disappointment. But then the Mavs won the last two. They also played today, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. But yeah, this series is really, really cool because, I mean, we got, and I think we have three Hall of Famers. Four Hall of Famers, and that's a bold statement. I think Luka's an MVP, or Luka is a Hall of Famer. Kyrie, Hall of Famer. If Kyrie retired right now, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Luka, Hall of Fame. I think Shea gets in the Hall of Fame, but the biggest one for me, I think Josh Giddey. No, I'm just joking. No, Josh Giddey's not getting an MVP. Josh Giddey cannot make a shot to save his life. Josh Giddey. Keep shooting. I mean, we're playing against him in a playoff series. He is shooting three, brick. I mean, can you get worse as a shooter than Josh Giddey in the series so far? He has just been he's been laughable. I mean, every time he bricks, I just start laughing because he just can't shoot. But no, I think Chet does get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, we've seen there's only a couple big men that can shoot threes. I mean, we got Victor Wembanyama. Chet. Kristaps, and Kristaps, I mean, he's not really a center. He's more of a power forward, but he is a big man. Also, leave below, in the comments below, which is the best three-point shooting big man? And when I mean big men, centers count, of course, and then power forwards as well. Power forwards do. And I think it's Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, we've seen him in the 2011 finals, even 2006 finals. I mean, he's won a three-point contest, and to y'all that say Cat is the best three-point shooting center, no, he's not. Don't ever say Cat is a better shooter than Dirk. You know that's not right. I know that's not right, okay? There's no way in this world that Karl Anthony Towns is a better three-point shooter than Dirk Nowitzki. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little mad, but that is just that's a funny it's a funny statement because it's just not true. But anyways, with this Thunder Maverick series, I think the Thunder do win one more game. I don't know when that's going to be. Hopefully they don't win another game. I don't want the Thunder to win another game. But I think the Mavericks win this series, I think. I mean, I wouldn't say easily because none of their wins in the playoffs so far have been easy. I mean, that Clipper series was tough. And this Thunder series, I mean, the Mavs did not play good last game. I don't feel like they played that good. They won 101-105. PJ had a great game. Jared Lively is showing up. But yeah, Luka, we haven't had a great, I don't feel like we have had even had a great, like, great playoff performance from Luka or a great playoff performance from Kyrie. But yeah, I think they take this series. I don't want to be biased, but Mavericks finals champions, I think it might be possible. Just if you get a good Luka night, a great Luka, say we get a great Luka Doncic night and a great Kyrie Irving night. That is championship level. I mean, if you have Luka is, I'm going to say it, Luka is the best basketball player in the world right now. Kyrie is a top 10, 15 is a stretch, but top, just for the people who don't think Luka's as good as we think he is, I mean, he's the best player in the world. I think he's better than Jokic. I mean, it's Luka. But top three player in Luka, and then top 10 player in Kyrie, that'll win a championship. And then I was listening to a Jason Kidd post-game interview on Game 3, and the Thunder have been bringing it physicality. I think this is a dirty, dirty OKC team. I mean, Lou Dort has been kind of dirty. I mean, to Luka, he's playing them. I mean, I know it's physical basketball, and I know they're actually playing like the 90s. I mean, this is like 90s basketball. They're playing, I mean, physical basketball. And Jason Kidd said that, he didn't say that they were a dirty team, but he said that, I mean, every game that you wake up, Kyrie Irving in the post-game interview even said that every day is, I mean, every game is a battle. And he said that, I mean, this time that you could be spending with your family, you're trying to get rest, trying to prepare mentally, physically, emotionally, for a beating, and he said it's hard, and yeah, it is hard to, prepare yourself for an absolute beating, and especially if you lose. I mean, that just, I mean, it drains out the energy of you. I mean, Luka after the game looks like he just ran a marathon 3 times in a row without any water, but yeah, I think Mavs win this series, but yeah, just, and I mean, Shai's been great. Shai has been a great shooter so far. And sorry, I need to stop doing that with my chair. Sorry. I keep shaking the camera. I need to stop with the chair. But yeah, this OKC team is shooting lights out. Lou Dort has been shooting pretty good, unfortunately. Chet has not been shooting that good. Jalen Williams has been great from three. Great player in this series, and he's a great player in just a great player in the NBA. I see him being, I think it's soon that he's a I think it's soon that he is a all NBA first team, and I think it's soon that we see all NBA first team Jalen Williams. And that's a stretch as well. I'm trying to be exciting. I don't want to be that boring, because, some guys, they don't watch Stephen A. Smith, like those guys on ESPN, TNT. I feel like they don't watch sports. I mean, just stuff that they say is just not right, and I watch every playoff game. I've watched Nuggets, Timberwolves, Cavs, Celtics, Knicks, Pacers, Mavericks, Thunder, and I write down everything that I think I should put in the podcast, and so hopefully y'all are liking it. And so I'm going to wrap it up, but I will leave a link to my website that you can listen to the audio of these podcasts in the description. But yeah, but Shai versus Jaw, who are you taking? And then who is the best big man shooter in the NBA? Power forwards count, centers count. Point guards, obviously not a big man. But small forwards don't count. Power forward and centers only. Who is the best shooter in NBA history? But I'm going to wrap it up now. So, yeah, if you want to, leave a comment down below on what you think it is. Or that. And so I'll give my notes as well in the description. So, episode 9 is today. And I'll see y'all next time for episode 10. Double digits! Double digit episode next time. And hope y'all like the podcast. I think this is a good one. A lot of stuff to talk about. And yes, I did say in the below that in the beginning I was going to talk about MLB. I'm very sorry, the NBA has been insane. Playoffs, and I promise, as soon as the NBA playoffs are done, it's all focused on MLB. So, I'll see y'all, in episode 10 next time. See y'all.